my typical day is, they're always kind of scattered, as artist days are. But I spend the majority of my time in my studio working on things, projects, upcoming shows, that sort of stuff. I also teach people with intellectual disabilities, so you can think autism and Down syndrome, and they're scheduled throughout the week. Most of them come on Wednesdays. That has definitely stopped, which is pretty frustrating. Just to lose that income that I normally get is just kind of taken out, but I know that we're all in similar boats in this, but as an artist, that was, it's nice having side income, and I care a lot about my students, so it's sort of a twofold situation where you're worried about what they're doing day to day, week to week, and also you're worried about paying some bills.
Have you had the chance to speak with your students to find out how they're doing? And
there are some students who I will text, you know, sort of limited, but I'll text and kind of check in on them. So that's been nice. And one particular person that I work with, I get up in the mornings and make sure that he's all ready for the day. And that, I've still been going and seeing him and making sure that that's all good. So I do have limited contact with some of my people, and that's sort of settling in a lot of ways for me.
As for your art, what are you creating? Are you coping through your art?
I am. I feel like that's probably one thing that I can always say that I do, regardless, is coping through my art. And now more than ever, I feel like I am. So I'm working on a self-portrait in oil, a little outside of what I typically do, but still good practice. But I have found some portraits that were done during the Spanish influenza outbreak in 1918 by different artists, Egon Schiele, Gustav Klimt. They did some self-portraits during that era, and I'm kind of feeling inspired by that, and I feel like it's a good idea to make a marker of a piece, so to speak, by doing a self-portrait during something like the coronavirus outbreak that we're going through right now. I think that there's some historical relevance just in the practice and just in doing it.
A lot of artists spend a lot of time alone anyway. This gives them even more inspiration, perhaps.
It really does, and it's been, I don't know, it's kind of a mixed blessing to have a studio because, you know, we can shut the door, of course, and just sort of quarantine ourselves inside our studio for the majority of the day, which is really, really nice, but a lot of us like to get out for inspiration, and it's kind of a confusing time. Do we go outside? We can't really go to a typical gallery setting or anything like that. The best part of it at this point is that people are still gathering this collective thought of we have to make art for whatever that reason is. It might just be some sort of innate thing that we have to do. But I think that we're all finding comfort in what we do and trying to bring some sort of beauty or emotion to the world.
And we find comfort in it as well. And I think we're all looking forward to see what you create. So thank you, John.
Oh, thank you.